Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Commander's Forge. My name is Andy Bentley, and the Forge is an area for me to talk about Magic, Commander, and anything else that kind of pops up in this crazy world as I try and survive with my mental illnesses. That said, today I kind of want to take a look at March of the Machine Aftermath and kind of give a brief overview of it and just talk about some of the cards that I kind of want from it. But all in all, that's about how I feel about the whole Aftermath thing. I don't really plan on going out and buying a ton of 5-card booster packs. Yeah, especially when it's going to cost the same amount as a regular booster pack. No thanks. That said, there are some cards in the boosters that I am kind of interested in. The Coppercoat Vanguard, which is the 1 and a white human soldier, 2/2, but other humans you control get +1/+0 and have Ward 1. Is it anything terribly exciting? No, but I do have a mono-white humans deck that would fit in. Metropolis Reformer is 2 and a white. That's an angel cleric. It's a 2/3. It has flying vigilance. You have hexproof, and whenever it's dealt damage, you gain that much life. It's a shoo-in for Giada. So I can go through and just kind of pick out the few that I want. And I'll just end up ordering them. Like, there's the Vampire Noble with Convoke, the Markov Baron that's 2 and a black for a 2/2. It has lifelink, but it's also a lord, so other vampires you control get +1/+1, and then it has Madness for 2 and a black. Further down the list, of the legendary creatures and the Planeswalkers turned legendary creatures, the ones I'm most interested in picking up are Jarena, Dauntless General, which is a white and a black for a 2/2 human soldier. When she enters, you exile a player's graveyard, and then you can sacrifice her to give humans you control hexproof and indestructible till end of turn. Danitha, New Benalia's Light, 1 green and a white for a 2/2 human knight with Vigilance, Trample, Lifelink. And once during each of your turns, you may cast an aura or equipment spell from your graveyard. Yeah. But then it kind of falls off from there. I don't really see a ton here that I'm like, oh, I really want to build this. Like, sure, Samit, Vizier of Noctemoon, which is 1 a red and a green for a 2/3 human warrior cleric with First Strike, Vigilance, and Haste, and whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to a player, if that creature enters the battlefield this turn, draw a card, is kind of like a cool build around for Dash, I guess? The Dranith Ruins, which is the land that taps for a colorless, but you can pay 2, tap it, and put 2 +1/+1 counters on target non-human creature that entered the battlefield this turn. I mean, that's cool. I have a couple of decks that care about +1/+1 counters on non-humans. But all in all, I don't really see me going out and buying a ton of these packs. I will pick up just the few singles that I end up wanting. And if I have an idea later on down the road where I'm like, oh, this would go well in there, I'll pick it up. But yeah, that's about all I really have to say about Aftermath, and yeah, although there's one other thing I wanted to touch on with the commander decks from March of the Machine that come with the Plane Chase cards. I have a Plane Chase deck that I've had for a couple of years now. No, more than a couple of years. I've had it for a few years. And they are all sleeved in oversized Magic the Gathering backed sleeves. And I cannot find them anywhere to save my life because I want to get the new Plane Chase cards and add them to my Plane Chase deck. But so far, I don't think they're in production anymore. So, I will have to find an alternative. It said, if you don't have at least a small plane chase deck for Commander Knights, it's actually a lot of fun to just pull out a few plane chase cards, shuffle them together, and say, hey, we're going to play like a chaos game of Commander tonight. That's it. That's all I've got on that. I'm going to kick this to the mid-roll ad, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about something else. I'll be right back. Hey, I just want to take a minute to tell you about my Patreon. I know times are hard for everybody, and I know it isn't easy to shuffle around bills and stuff. Believe me, I know that. But if you would like to help support the podcast and me, you can find the links to my Patreon in my link tree, which is always put into the description of either the video or the audio, wherever you're listening to it. It would really mean the world to me. Honestly, I'm just struggling to make ends meet most weeks. But that's it. That's all. If you want to help, the links will be where you can find them. And we're back. Now, today I would like to talk to you about a noble bear. Yes, a noble bear. That noble bear's name is Wilson Refined Grizzly. One and a green for a 2/2 bear warrior. The spell can't be countered. It has vigilance, reach, trample, and ward 2. Choose a background. Our background is noble heritage. One and a white for a background. Commander creatures you own have, when this creature enters the battlefield, and at the beginning of your upkeep, each player may put 2 +1/+1 counters on a creature they control. For each opponent who does, you gain protection from that player till your next turn. So, this is a pure +1/+1 counter deck. There's very little else this does. We just want to throw counters on everything. Now, the first thing I always kind of include whenever I have Noble Heritage in a deck is Orzhov Advocate. 2 and a white for a 1/4 human advisor. At the beginning of upkeep, each player may put 2 +1/+1 counters on that creature they control. If a player does, creatures that player controls can't attack you or a planeswalker you control until your next turn. So it's just another way to double up on the counters there. And that is something that we are going to want to do in this deck. Now, moving on. Looking at the creatures themselves, we're going to start with Viceroy's Envoy. 3 white-white for a 3/3 human cleric. At the beginning of your upkeep, put a +1/+1 counter on each other creature you control. One of the biggest things I've found with something that's trying to Voltron out or anything like that is you are very susceptible to your commander being removed multiple times. We also need backups for if our commander is removed multiple times. And the best one we have is the Ozolith, which is a single mana for an artifact. And if a creature leaving the battlefield would lose counters, the counters go on there, and then at the beginning of combat, you can move them onto something else. But moving on in the creatures, we have Lyzel, Velkith's Champion, 2 and a white for a 3/3 Gith Warrior. If you would put one or more counters on a creature or planeswalker you control, or on yourself, put that many +1 of each of those kinds of counters on that permanent or player instead. It has choose a background, and this deck I'm talking about now was actually used to be Lyzel and Noble Heritage, and then I wanted to add green. After that, we have Rishkar Pima Renegade, 2 and a green, 2/2 Elf Druid. When it enters, you can put a +1/+1 counter on up to 2 target creatures, and each creature you control with a counter on it has tap, add green to your mana pool. Keyleth, Sunmane Familiar, 1 and a white for a 1/1 horse. Whenever a commander you control attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on it. It has partner. Luminarch Aspirant is 1 and a white for a 1/1 human cleric. At the beginning of combat on your turn, put a +1/+1 counter on a creature you control. El Haru, Solemn Ritualist, is 4 and a white for a 3/3 human monk. When he enters the battlefield, you put a +1/+1 counter on up to 2 other creatures. Whenever a non-token creature you control with a +1/+1 counter on it dies, you make a 1/1 white spirit creature token with flying. It also has partner. Colonial Hydra, 3 green-green for a 0/0 Hydra. It enters with 4 +1/+1 counters on it. It has trample, and then whenever it attacks, you double the counters on anything you control. So, yeah, just a very basic package when it comes to creatures that are going to do things like putting counters on stuff. And we want to make sure we always have a couple of creatures out, because you never know when a Fleshbag Marauder is going to end up trying to ruin your day. But then we get into the enchantments. Let's do the enchantments next. A card that's slowly been creeping up on me as a card I like to put into green decks is Roaring Earth. It's 1 and a green for an enchantment. Whenever a land enters the battlefield under your control, put a +1/+1 counter on target creature or vehicle you control. It also has channel for X green green. You can discard it, put X +1/+1 counters on the land you control. It becomes a 0/0 green spirit creature with haste. It's still a land. Sparring Regimen is 2 and a white for an enchantment. When it enters the battlefield, you can learn. Technically, there is no like sideboard in Commander, so you can't do that part, but you can still discard a card to draw a card. But whenever you attack, you put a +1/+1 counter on an attacking creature you control and untap it. You don't necessarily need the untap it bit for Wilson because he has Vigilance, but if Wilson has been removed a couple of times and you just have something else out, then that's very helpful. Well, speaking of having Vigilance being good, Felidar Retreat is 3 and a white for an enchantment with landfall. Whenever a land enters the battlefield, you either choose to make a 2/2 cat beast creature token or put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control. Those creatures gain Vigilance till end of turn. So that one can facilitate, well, two sides of what we need. It can either give us the creatures that we need to help keep Wilson safe, or it can just start pumping everything. Citadel Siege, 2 white-white for an enchantment. When it enters, you can either choose Khans or Dragons. Khans, at the beginning of combat on your turn, put 2 +1/+1 counters on a creature you control. And Dragons, at the beginning of combat on each opponent's turn, you tap a creature that player controls. It's nice having the versatility to choose. 9 times out of 10, you're going to choose Khans with this, but occasionally, if you're playing against other people that are trying to just run like a Voltron deck, you play this on Dragons, and then you essentially blank whatever they're trying to hit you with. And to round out the enchantments, we have Leyline of Abundance for 2 green green. If it's in your opening hand, you can put it into play. Whenever you tap a creature for mana, you add an additional green, and for 6 green green, you can put a +1/+1 counter on each creature you control. That's the important bit here, but we are also running a suite of mana dorks, so, you know, win-win. And Hardened Scales, single green enchantment. If one or more +1/+1 counters will be placed on a creature you control, you put that many +1, so, you know. Now, the trick is people are going to want to remove your commander. So you're going to want to have repeatable ways to get those counters. And I found a good way to do that is with artifacts. So Bow of Nylea, 1 green green for technically an enchantment artifact, but attacking creatures you control have death touch, but you can pay one, a green, and tap, and either choose to put a +1/+1 counter on a creature, or have Bow of Annihilator do 2 damage to target creature with flying, or gain 3 life, or put up to 4 cards from your graveyard on the bottom of your library in any order. The Greatsword of Tyr, which has slowly risen and been one of my favorite equipment from the year. 1 and a white for an equipment. It has equipped for a single white. And whenever the equipped creature attacks, you put a +1/+1 counter on it and tap up to 1 target creature defending player controls. It might not seem like a great card, but the number of games that this card has swung in my favor is a lot. And then we'll round out with Armory of Iroas. 2 mana for a equipment, equips for 2. Whenever the equipped creature attacks, put a +1/+1 counter on it. Nice, simple, easy. And yeah, that's kind of it. It's a relatively simple deck. I don't really play it against the more competitive side of the things. I put this around the power of like a slightly upgraded precon. And I like having a few of those on hand for those days when, you know, I'm playing with newer people or stuff like that. And if I wanted to make this a truly disgusting deck, I could. I just choose not to. But that's going to do it. I hope you all have a good time, and I will see you next time. Goodbye. Thank you for listening. All of my links can be found in my link tree in the description below. I would like to thank Ian Foss and Cody Mulpey of the band The Crypt for allowing me to use music for my opening and ending, along with Nate and Erica Jacobs for making my original logo. And I would also like to thank Christina McNichol for creating my new logo. And I'll see you next time.